This week, the White House has had some good news to talk about on Iraq, the economy, the auto industry, and the BP oil spill. But despite the positive developments, there are still a bundle of challenges on each of those fronts. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports on the risks of overplaying success.
President Obama's week began in Atlanta, where he told disabled veterans that he's fulfilling his promise to bring troops home from Iraq on schedule.
Our commitment in Iraq is changing from a military effort led by our troops to a civilian effort led by our diplomats. And as we mark the end of America's combat mission in Iraq, a grateful America must pay tribute to all who served there.
The next morning, the op-ed page of the New York Times highlighted good news on the economy. A column by Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was headlined, "Welcome to the Recovery."
The New York Times wrote the headline. It wasn't the headline that we suggested.
Dan Pfeiffer is the White House Communications Director.
I don't believe that at the end of the day, the headline in New York Times op-ed is particularly significant, particularly given what the op-ed actually said.
The op-ed said, "We are on a path back to growth." There were also lots of caveats. Geithner wrote that the devastation wrought by the Great Recession is still all too real for millions of Americans. And we have a long way to go to address the fiscal trauma and damage across the country. But as Pfeiffer points out, the nuance is often lost in the media churn.
Washington tends to view things only in black and white. They're either terrible or they're great.
Yesterday, the administration had a chance to emphasize the great over the terrible for the third day running. In the daily briefing, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs was joined by other administration officials who spent 2 hours dispensing the sunniest view of the oil spill in months.
Because of the environmental effects of Mother Nature, the warm waters of the Gulf, and the federal response, many of the doomsday scenarios that were talked about and repeated a lot have not and will not come to fruition because of that. I think that is, it is very good news.
Yet a specter hangs over all this good news messaging. A banner, if you will. It reads, "Mission accomplished." Pfeiffer and Gibbs both mentioned it without prompting.
We've had a couple of things that have happened that are good news, but the president is not hanging up the mission accomplished banner.
There's a reason why, well, there's a lot of reasons why there's no mission accomplished banner, because there's a lot of work to do.
The mission accomplished banner famously hung on the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier when President George W. Bush delivered this speech 7 years ago.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
That's the type of thing I think the Obama administration has to watch out for, not to tout victory in any area, domestic or foreign, too soon.
Gordon Jandro knows this lesson well. He's with the communications firm APCO Worldwide now, but he was a White House spokesman for President Bush. Jandro sympathizes with current White House officials who complain about critics cherry-picking quotations to accuse the White House of viewing the world through rose-colored glasses.
Whenever you're sitting in the White House, you're telling the press, you're telling anyone that will listen, read the whole speech. Please read the whole speech. But oftentimes, people don't.
So today, President Obama gave another upbeat speech, this one to workers at a Ford plant in Chicago.
America's automakers have added 55,000 jobs since last June. That's the best job growth in more than 10 years in this industry.
But for the record, he also said, our economy's not where it needs to be. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And if you want to read the president's whole speech from Chicago today, we've posted it at npr.org. This is NPR.